The first day was actually pretty nice until the 400 dash, and then it rained on us pretty good. And then the second day was – it was misty and rainy all day long.
Does that affect the runners at all and how they're performing? Because they practice in the rain, right?
Right, they do. Luckily, it wasn't that cold, so the kids had really pretty decent performances for it being wet, though.
What kind of track is in Ketchikan?
They have a really nice all-weather 400-meter track. It's beautiful. I guess it's the second newest, with Thunder Mountains being the newest track, and then Ketchikan's would be next. But it's a beautiful facility.
So runners are using their cleats to run on that kind of track, but they don't have anything like that here.
Right. Yeah, they get to use their cleats with their spikes in them, yes.
How is that, going from practice just on ground to...
Yes.
You know, I mean, do yeah. they have to, is that something that they just like get really fast when they're racing?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot faster, and they get to wear a lot lighter shoes, and it's got a little spring to it. So it's really nice. They're excited to get on the track, especially those kids that have never run before, and they see that beautiful facility, and they put their spikes on and they run on it. They really like it.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, they do.
Any runners that did exceptionally well at the meet?
Yeah, let's just go through those. Starting off with the boys' high jump, Wolf Brooks and Alan McCabe tied for first in the high jump. It was their very first meet ever, so that was exciting. And then Alan followed up with a second place in the long jump. Alan had a really good meet, and he also qualified in the 100-meter dash and placed sixth there. So he had an exceptional meet for his very first time. And then Erin Funt. She ran a really great 800. She ran a 245 800. It's still off her best mark, but she still did really, really well. And then we had Kaylee, Avery, and Erin did really well in the 1600. They didn't win it, but they placed right up in there. Isabel Eath, she had another great performance during this meet. She ended up winning the 100-meter hurdles, and in prelim she went sub 15, which is the very first time she's ever gone sub 15, and I think that is the fastest time in the whole state, regardless of class. And then she followed up with a second place in the 300 hurdles. She had a first place. She jumped 16.2 in the long jump and won that. And then she also jumped 36.11 in the triple jump, which is almost a foot better than she did at state. And I haven't looked, but I'm pretty sure that's the farthest jump in the entire state this year. Mariah Taylor, she ended up taking second place in the shot put. She had a really good meet. She also placed third in the triple jump. She had a very good meet. Tucker Hagerman, he ran a blistering 800 meters, and he ran a 204, which is just a couple seconds off the school record. And he's really gunning for that. So that'll be fun to watch him in 2 weeks when we go to Juneau. He had also a great 1600 meter as well. Casey Bell had a really good meet. He ended up taking third in the 100 hurdles and second in the 300 hurdles, just behind in Thunder Mountain, just behind John Morris, who is from a 4A school. And then also our girls 4x8 had a really, really good race, and they ended up setting a new school record by almost 5 seconds. So overall, I would say that we had a lot of PRs. We've got some best times and jumps in state. So it's looking good for the kids right now.
Sounds like a great team this year.
Yeah, we're excited.